Cool, thank you. Do I have Alice, Tim, Nigel, Peter, Hamish, Stuart, and Katie standing next to me right now? Half of them. Anyone else, please come to the front. Okay, while those people are making their way to the front to explain things, I'll explain what's happening right now. So some of you might be a little confused by the exciting manner in which this table has been constructed. Some of the sessions are drop-in and some of them aren't. So if you go to Hamish's really, really exciting exploration of stuff, Hamish is there and he'll explain to what it is in a second. It's more specific than an exciting exploration of stuff. you can stand that side if you like. I didn't set the sides. It's fine, that was Nikki. She just made sides right there. If you sign up to Hamish's, then you're with him for the full hour and a half. The Stuart Nolan Ouija board, that is 2 half-hour sessions. So you can go to one half session or the other half an hour session. You will be a little bit confused if you wander up halfway through, but he's not also completely averse to that. You won't be sent away. Confusion is good. And then Katie Day's session is also a full half an hour session. And then Nigel Reed, who will be here, followed by Pete Ashton, also there. Those two sessions are drop-in sessions, so you can wander in, have a look, see what's going on, wander off if you like. Alice's is a drop-in session, and it will be starting there by that pile of exciting-looking cardboard, etc. That's where you meet if you want to do Alice's exciting thing. And then finally, Tim Wright will be over there with Transmedia Compote by the tables where you all had lunch. That is a bag of... See, I saw those in the kitchen, and I thought they were blood. I thought they were like transfusion bags. They could be. That's the expression you're giving me right now. They're
the blood of the tree.
They're the blood of... Okay, they're a metaphor, ladies and gentlemen. So what I'm going to do is just invite people in the line that they are now, I suppose, to come up and just say a bit about what their thing is. So just say your name and what your project is. Do you want to cradle the fruit or... Okay, there you go.
Hello, I'm Katie. I am having a half an hour session where I kind of want information from people, really. So it's a bit of a kind of market research, which makes it sound really exciting. But it's a project that I am just embarking on, a research day. So the project's called LifeDocs, and the idea is to make a kind of software machine that makes a video of your life just from stuff that you've posted online. Yes, it is quite a lot like the Facebook lookback film. So what I'd quite like to talk about in the session is to actually use that as a bit of a template to kind of provoke conversation about what is good and not about that, and basically try and help me to work out how I can make something that will actually be good. So that's what I kind of want people's input on. So if you have any opinions about that, that would be brilliant if you could come along.
2:30 in the corner there.
You can leave as well. Like, you know, I just said sign up because it's one of those things where if you're having a conversation about it and people keep coming in and out, it sometimes gets a bit repetitive. So, yeah.
Hello, I'm Pete. I do something very simple, really. I take groups of people on walks around this area, around Digbeth, with cameras, call them photo walks because that's what they are. But what I've been doing over the last year is exploring that and seeing what that could mean on a number of levels. Is it a tour guide? Is it a workshop? Am I teaching people something? Am I telling them about the area? How are they perceiving the area? And then I've got this notion that maybe I'm like a drone commander, in that I've got all these autonomous remote cameras that I program with a route and give them certain instructions, but they decide what they photograph. And so as an artist, is the artwork, the walk is the artwork, the photographs at the end, am I taking those photographs using people, or are they taking those photographs? Am I just a big egotist, or am I just running tour guides? So I'm going to talk about that for about 10 minutes or so. I don't think it would work as a drop-in, but you never know. So I'm going to explain what I'm doing and then ask you some questions and get some feedback on these slightly absurd questions I've been asking myself.
Hello. I'm Nigel. It's the first time I've done one of these things, so I'm a bit... I'm doing a fine art degree in Wolverhampton, And what I'm trying to do is start to work in digital art. And for fine art, that is something that is completely alien to most of the tutors and the staff. So what I'm trying to do is understand what I'm doing by actually doing some work in digital art, but then perhaps hopefully getting ideas from different people or things that they might be able to sort of point me in a direction that can help me integrate it with a fine art practice. But also, I mean, it's just trying to sort of learn more about it, see what other people are doing. And so it is more of a having a chat with people. People can sort of have a look what I'm doing, suggest things, perhaps see if they've got any other ideas. It'd be good to listen to people as well as try and talk to people.
And that was in the first session there. Yeah. We'll have to make this where there's limited
people,
actually. Thank you.
Hello. I am Alice, and I would like to invite you to play with a computer more powerful than any Xbox, the human mind. And I promise not to say anything like that ever, because it's awful. I'm going to be doing some make-believe play, literally just some make-believe. If you want to believe in something, let's believe in it together, or not. Or if you want to construct your own props to help you in your make-believe, we have an astonishing array of cardboard boxes and tinfoil and duct tape and cuddly toys and a bull's head and an inflatable whale and I'm not even entirely sure what else. So we're going to explore some imagination and see how it works together and see how we recognise each other's made-believe things and how we can play with each other's make-believe creations.
I want to do that.
Yeah, I will.
I'm Stuart Nolan. I'm a magician. What I've got over there is a device, one of the things that I made as part of a magician in residence thing that I did at Pervasive Media Studio down in Bristol. So this is an attempt to make a device that uses the ideomotor response to read minds. So it's a prototype. I'm going to do 2 half-hour sessions, which will be exactly the same. In those sessions, I'll talk a little bit about how it was made and how it works and what ideomotor response is and the role it's played in magic. I'll teach a magic trick and show you all how to do something quite spooky with pendulums. And then what I kind of get out of it, I think, is for you to have a go at Ouija board, play with it in different ways. We've discovered that different people are good at it and some people aren't so good at it, and it sometimes depends on quite odd things, like whether you're a musician. It's an example of what we've been calling resonance-based interfaces, so it's something you have to resonate with, not in a weird hippie sense, but you know, in a real physical sense. I sometimes call them wobbly interfaces. So 2 half-hour sessions beginning at
now-ish.
Come and join me if you like.
Hello, I'm Tim. My workshop is an open workshop. You can turn up anytime you like and leave anytime you like. And it's really about my obsession with my damson tree in my garden that I feel is trying to talk to me. And I'm not quite sure how. So I've been experimenting with different ways of communicating with my tree and learning quite a lot about how trees talk to each other. I've got a lot of environmental data, which I'm prepared to share with you if you'd like to hack applications based on weather and tree data. We're going to do some experiments of making ink out of jam in order to try some automatic writing that may be messages from the tree via the jam. And we're also going to make fools. Get it? And try and understand what the effect of eating jam is on your body and your mind. And some other stuff.
And that's over on the tables in that half of the room, starting as soon as we start.
Gosh, beat that. Right, I'm Hamish. I'm going to be in the corner doing something called junk modelling, which is a choreographic research project I'm involved in. Looking at whether choreography can be a way to think differently about political themes. Don't worry, it doesn't involve any dancing. They'll be moving, asking questions, answering questions, and to think in a roundabout way about the ideas of borders and discontinuous things and continuous things. So you come, it's an hour and a half. It's not technically drop-in, drop-out, but I guess because the theme is borders, we could test that, whether people want to have a permeable border to the workshop. Join me.
Brilliant, thank you. And just before we start, we're going to do something together as a whole room. If I was Jane McGonagall, I'd call this a game because it's productive. But I'm not. I'm going to call it us moving the room together usefully.